It's Tuesday, April 14th, and welcome to Higher IQ. Every clock in your house is lying to you. The time on your phone, on your microwave, on the dashboard of your car, none of it has anything to do with where the sun actually is in the sky. The system you use to organize every hour of your life was invented by railroad companies in 1883, adopted by Congress 35 years later, adjusted for two world wars, and shaped by political decisions that have nothing to do with astronomy. Time zones are the most artificial thing you interact with every day, and almost nobody thinks about how they got here. Before 1883, every town in America set its own time. Noon was when the sun was directly overhead in your town, which meant noon in Pittsburgh was about 20 minutes different from noon in Philadelphia. This was called sun time, and it had worked for all of human history. As late as the 1880s, most American cities kept time using a clock on a church steeple or in a jeweler's window, set by the local position of the sun. There were over 300 local time zones across the country. Michigan alone had 27, Illinois had 27, Indiana had 23. A traveler going from Boston to the West Coast passed through 20 different time zones. To keep a watch accurate, you'd have to adjust it 1 minute for every 13 miles you traveled east. This was fine when nobody moved faster than a horse. It became a catastrophe when railroads connected cities. Each railroad company set its trains to the local sun time of its headquarters city. When it was noon in Chicago, it was 12:07 in Indianapolis, 11:50 in St. Louis, 11:48 in Dubuque, and 11:27 in Omaha. Train stations posted multiple clocks showing different times for different rail lines. Schedules were incomprehensible. Worse, the confusion contributed to collisions because conductors operating on different time standards couldn't coordinate who had the right of way on shared track. Congress considered and rejected proposals to standardize time in 1809, 1870, and 1872. The railroads got tired of waiting. William F. Allen, editor of the Traveler's Official Railway Guide, designed a system of four continental time zones based on the 75th, 90th, 105th, and 120th meridians. On October 11, 1883, railroad officials voted to adopt it. On November 18, 1883, at noon, every railroad clock in North America was reset. In cities where the adjustment pushed noon backward, the clock struck 12 twice. It became known as the Day of Two Noons. The public largely went along with it because the railroads were the lifeblood of most communities. But the reaction wasn't universally positive. The Indianapolis Sentinel wrote, "People will have to marry by railroad time and die by railroad time. Ministers will be required to preach by railroad time. The railroad convention has taken charge of the time business." The paper meant it as criticism. It turned out to be a precise prediction of how the next century would unfold. Congress didn't officially adopt the railroad time zones until the Standard Time Act of 1918, 35 years after the railroads imposed them. For a generation, the time on every clock in America was set by private companies, not by law. Daylight saving time arrived in the same 1918 legislation, but it wasn't an American idea. Germany adopted it first in 1916 to save coal during World War I. The U.S. followed in 1918 for the same reason. It was so unpopular, particularly among farmers whose work schedules depended on sunlight rather than clocks, that Congress repealed it after the war ended. Then World War II brought it back. From 1942 to 1945, the entire country operated on permanent daylight saving time, called war time. Clocks were set an hour ahead year-round. After the war ended, the system collapsed into chaos. With no federal mandate, individual states and cities chose whether to observe daylight saving time. 32 states in the South and West abandoned it entirely. Others kept it. Some cities observed it, while the surrounding county didn't. You could drive across Indiana and change your watch multiple times in a single trip. The patchwork persisted for two decades until Congress passed the Uniform Time Act in 1966, which standardized the dates but still allowed states to opt out entirely. Arizona and Hawaii opted out and remain on permanent standard time today. Indiana didn't fully adopt daylight saving until 2006, making it the last state in the continental U.S. to resolve its internal time zone confusion. The global picture is stranger still. China geographically spans 5 time zones, roughly the same east-to-west distance as the continental United States. But after the Communist Revolution in 1949, Mao Zedong declared that all of China would operate on a single time zone, Beijing time. The decision was partly practical and partly political, a statement of national unity imposed from the capital. For the 94% of Chinese citizens who live in the eastern part of the country, the difference between Beijing time and solar time is barely noticeable. For people in the western province of Xinjiang, it's extreme. The sun doesn't rise until after 10 in the morning by the official clock. Solar noon, when the sun is highest in the sky, can occur as late as 3:10 p.m. Beijing time. The Uyghur population in Xinjiang maintains an unofficial local time, 2 hours behind Beijing, that they call Xinjiang time. Ask someone on the street in Kashgar what time it is, and you might get 2 different answers depending on who you ask. The dual time system is both a practical workaround and a quiet act of cultural resistance. Spain is in the wrong time zone for a different reason. Geographically, Spain sits on the same longitude as Britain and Portugal, which are on Greenwich Mean Time. Until 1940, Spain was on GMT2. Then Franco's government moved the clocks forward 1 hour to align with Central European time. The popular explanation is that Franco did this to signal solidarity with Hitler's Germany, though some historians dispute the direct connection, noting that Franco's order referenced aligning with other European countries that had already shifted. Regardless of the motive, Spain never switched back. The result is that Spain operates about 90 minutes ahead of where its solar time should be, which some researchers argue explains the country's culture of late meals, late bedtimes, and the siesta. A 2013 parliamentary commission recommended reverting to GMT, arguing the time zone mismatch was essentially putting the country on permanent jet lag. Nothing changed. Nepal uses a 45-minute offset from standard time, one of only 3 places in the world to do so, because the reference point is based on when the sun passes over a specific mountain. Newfoundland, Canada, operates on a half-hour offset. Kiribati, a Pacific Island nation that straddles the international date line in the equator, created its own time zones in 1994 so that it could all be on the same calendar day, meaning parts of Kiribati are among the first places on Earth to see each new day. And France, because of its overseas territories, spans 12 time zones, more than any other country. The question that makes this more than trivia is whether any of this should change. The twice-yearly clock change for daylight saving time is genuinely unpopular. Russia tried permanent daylight saving time from 2011 to 2014 and switched back because the extremely late winter sunrises were miserable. The European Commission proposed ending seasonal clock changes in 2018, and the European Parliament approved it in 2019, but member states couldn't agree on whether to keep permanent summertime or permanent wintertime, and the change has stalled. In the US, the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent, has been introduced repeatedly and gone nowhere. The irony is that almost everyone agrees the clock-changing ritual is pointless, but nobody can agree on which version of the clock to keep. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. The time on your phone was invented by railroad companies in 1883, 35 years before Congress made it law. Daylight saving time was a German wartime fuel-saving measure that the U.S. adopted, repealed, readopted, and still can't agree on. China runs 5 geographic time zones on a single clock as a political statement. Spain has been in the wrong time zone since 1940, and a parliamentary commission said it's giving the country jet lag. Nepal's time zone is based on a mountain. Every clock you own is a political artifact dressed up as a fact of nature. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.